You might think sailing is at least a few months out, but there are a group of Wisconsin sailors braving the ice, wind, and snow this winter. Perhaps you've seen them. They're part of a sport called hard water sailing, whose daring participants travel up to 100 miles per hour as they glide over frozen lakes. Joining us to explain ice boating is Commodore Daniel Hearn. He heads up the Four Lakes Ice Yacht Club in Madison. And Daniel, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I want you to take us through the experience of being you out there on that ice. How do the wind, ice, and the boat all interact out there?
Well, of course, ice sailing is a bit of a fickle sport. It's sometimes difficult to get all the factors to line up, but when they do line up, it is an amazing experience. So, of course, first we need ice. We look to have at least 4 or 5 inches, particularly for the larger boats. We're looking for ice that has no to little snow on it. We have to, of course, avoid seams that develop in the ice. We need wind. And then, of course, we need time off work. So add them all up. It's hard to find all those lining up, but it's truly amazing when they do.
Now, you're the Commodore of the Four Lakes Ice Yacht Club, which has been building and racing boats for more than 100 years. Give us a little bit of a brief history of hard water sailing in Wisconsin.
Well, I'll even go back a little bit further than that. Ice sailing originated in Holland. Originally, they took their wooden summer boats, and they constructed a platform and dropped their boat right onto the platform and put some runners or skates on it, and they used it for moving stuff around in the winter, and then it became a recreational pursuit as well. When ice sailing began in this country and in Wisconsin, the boats that they were sailing at that time were very large, very heavy, and they were called stern steerers and named because the steering runner was on the stern of the boat. Modern boats, typically the steering is at the front of the boat. They're dramatically lighter. They're built out of composite materials, primarily carbon fiber, and they're very high tech versus the boats that they were sailing 100 years ago. So in Wisconsin, the boats have been sailing on many of the inland lakes for many years, including the Madison Lakes and Lake Geneva and Oshkosh and any of the bigger lakes around the state.
Daniel, how long have you been doing this now?
I started hard water sailing about 2006.
How'd you come across it?
Well, I race catamarans in the summer, and I live in Madison on Lake Monona, and saw the boats out there tearing around, and I thought, wow, that looks like a lot of fun and a way to extend my sailing season. So I checked it out, and before I knew it, I was building my first boat. And now, all these years later, I race in 4 different ice boat classes. I'm a builder, so I build a fair number of boats. And not only do I race in Wisconsin and around the U.S., I've also raced internationally as well.
As I understand it, Daniel Hearn, you're actually ranked internationally as of the 2020 Gold Cup, and you've placed in places as far away as Lithuania, Poland, Sweden. Curious what it's been like to go around the globe as a hard water sailor and what you find. What are the like minds that you come across in hard water sailing around the world?
It is truly an international community. Ice sailing has allowed me to forge friendships from all over the world. People who are from, you know, very different walks of life and different cultures, but all sharing a common passion. And it's truly remarkable. I have very good friends in Poland and Sweden and Hungary and Germany and Lithuania and many other you know, cold weather countries. And typically the sailors are very helpful. It's not easy logistically to get equipment and, you know, travel all over within Europe, for example, to get to where the ice is. And it's a truly remarkable community that helps each other out in that regard.
Daniel Hearn is Commodore of the Four Lakes Ice Yacht Club, and you can find Daniel racing his ice boat on Madison area lakes and lakes around the world, as mentioned. But just this past weekend, Daniel, a regatta in Madison was canceled because of poor ice and wind conditions. And as you explained this hard water sailing to me, it sounds incredibly dangerous. And you laid out what would be perfect conditions. How often do you come across those conditions in Wisconsin, and how important are they for things like safety?
Well, it typically goes in streaks. The way it works is, of course, the lakes further north freeze earlier, and the lakes that are deeper freeze later. So typically the season starts further north in Wisconsin and, you know, up into Minnesota as well. And then as those lakes get snow-covered, we're starting to move south and also to the deeper lakes. So if you're willing to travel, you typically get in a very good amount of sailing in a season. If you're unwilling to do that and are just waiting for everything to line up in your backyard, it's a little bit more challenging. But the Madison area or southern Wisconsin is really one of the epicenters of ice sailing in the world. We just happen to have the mix of conditions with the lakes and the temperatures and the amount of snow we get, and that cause it to line up quite well.
Daniel, as I understand it, you're lying down in the boat during these races, and what are you doing to stay safe at speeds that can reach 100 miles an hour?
Well, the position of the skipper in the boat depends on what class of boat you're racing in. You are correct. In the largest ice sailing class in the world, which is called the DN, which is an abbreviation for the Detroit News. That's another whole story. But you are laying down on your back and steering with one arm and pulling a rope, which we refer to as a sheet, with the other arm. And, you know, that boat can go up to, you know, 55, 60 miles an hour. On the other end of the spectrum, a skeeter, which looks very much like a dragster, where the skipper is seated in the middle of the boat, which is 24 to 28 feet long, inside an airplane canopy, so protected from the elements, steering with foot pedals, and the sheet is controlled by a winch inside the cockpit. So it's a broad range of conditions for the skipper, depending on what boat they're in and whether they're completely outside, partially outside, or completely inside.
Daniel Hearn, we're just about out of time, but what's next for you out on the ice before we're done with winter?
Well, the International Skeeter Association Regatta has been called on tentatively for this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on Green Lake, in Green Lake, Wisconsin.
Daniel, so I appreciate that. We'll have to leave it there, however, but thank you for joining us this afternoon.
You're very welcome.
Commodore Daniel Hearn of the Four Lakes Ice Yacht Club giving us an overview of hard water sailing and a preview of what could take place this weekend if conditions allow. We will stay tuned. WPR.